back to Hormone Training. My name is Jay Daye, and I am one of two hosts on this podcast. So this is just going to be a quick little bonus episode. My co-host is not here. She is living her best life, and I will actually get to talk to her soon. But this week, we're taking a little break so that we can get settled and readjusted to 2022. And I wanted to post a cute little bloopers episode. I did one last year, and I wanted to do one this year. And because we're getting so good at this podcasting stuff, we don't really have that many bloopers. So there's only going to be like four. And I think they're funny. And just to give you a little insight on what goes on behind the scenes. So this week, we're just going to do this quick little bonus episode. And then next week, we're going to start on season three with our thoughtful moment, and we got new song, new logo, new everything. So please be ready for season tres. But let's jump into the first blooper. Some of the things that happen in the podcast that people typically don't really notice, which I'm extremely proud of, is the editing. I do a shit ton of editing, mostly because me and Leslie repeat ourselves over and over again. I say, a lot, or I say, well, you know, or I say, well, the funny thing is when it's not funny. So one of the things that I do is repeat myself, and here's an annoying little blooper of that. So she's like, another English speaking
bitch. Another bitch I can relate to.
Another bitch I can relate to.
Okay.
But I guess I don't have to repeat that, because I always repeat that.
I hate myself. I'm fucking trash. I'm fucking trash. Like Arthur. Trash.
Yeah. Hilarious, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine cutting that out every fucking 5 seconds. It's extremely exhausting, and I hate myself. Oh, also, that one was from our Drag Race Thailand episode, because we did Drag Race Thailand as our bonus Friday episodes in the beginning of the year. So if you haven't heard those, bitch, get on that. Go listen to some Thailand drag queens. Sawadika. Now, the next one, which is really funny, I think, is me having a hard time with our transitions, because me and Leslie do like a very rough outline. We'll just like have questions and go off of that for a script. And sometimes she'll feed me a transition so we can move on to the next topic. And I usually don't pick up on that. So here's an example of me being an idiot.
But anyways,
okay.
In the meantime, with the finalizing of chewing gum and everything kind of going on, she did start working on other cool things and was featured on other cool things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Jay?
Yeah.
Like what?
Oh, yeah. Wait, is that a good segue? I'm trying to think.
Yes. Like, keep ending it. Like, she was working on other cool things. Can you tell me a little about that?
Oh my god, let me tell you about the cool things that you just mentioned that she's doing.
Yeah.
Whoa, major cringe, bro. But that's me. Also, don't smoke pot before you record anything, because you end up being a dumbass. So, speaking of dumbasses, here's Leslie. Oh my god, she has, she's dyslexic, and, she can't pronounce anything, and doing Thailand was a little troublesome because of, you know, Thai names. Leslie can't pronounce English. Just listen. It's listen.
That Miss Jim Hoy.
Kim Hoy.
That Miss Jim Goy.
Kim.
That Miss Kim Goy.
Wait. Okay, you're saying Jim. That's the thing. So you're just saying Jim, but it's Gim. So Gim. It's
Gim Hoy.
Yeah.
Okay. So Miss Gim Hoy broke the rule.
Cheater. Oops. I guess that was a spoiler, huh? But it's... you guys, are you even watching Thailand? We've said this on the podcast before, but literally Thailand has like our most viewed episodes. And I just do not believe people are watching Thailand. It's so crazy, but it's honestly the best show ever. And season 3 is coming out in 2022, so make sure you're keeping an eye out for that. next little ditty that I have is from our collab that we did with Swatch of Horrors back in the Dizzy. This wasn't part of the interview with her. Me and Leslie did like a little intro before, but we get kind of spooky. So listen to the clip. Oh my God. Are we going to tell everybody about the ghost in your room?
No, don't be alarmed. I think it's because...
Don't be alarmed.
Shut the fuck up and don't be alarmed. So, I think there is a ghost in my room. Yeah. But listen. Uh-huh. So, I've actually taken some of your advice.
Uh-huh.
And in the last 3 months, probably two, I have been praying, but also I've been wanting to, like, open my heart and the doors to my ancestors and, like, the spirits that guide me. And so I have said some mantras where I'm like, you know, this is a safe space for you. If you'd like to come in, feel free to do so. And if you'd like to guide me and show me the truth of who I am, I also welcome that. And I think that's what it is.
How did noises stop?
They did stop. They did stop after I like showed everyone that video and they're like, oh, that's really scary.
We should post that video.
But then like last week, it kind of started again.
Oh, okay. That's crazy.
So then I would like stop my meditation because I think I was meditating and I was like, please be quiet. You can stay here, but you have to be quiet. And I was reading or something and it was being kind of loud.
Yeah. We need to get the hell out of here.
In conclusion, we need a fucking move.
Well, in conclusion...
And these ancestors better not haunt us. I'm just playing with you.
And just so you know, I literally repeated what she said after that, and I just had to cut it out because I was like, there's no way that I'm out here being a fucking dumbass. Okay, so the last little clip that I have is pretty long. It's like maybe like 5 to 6 minutes. But let me tell you why it's crucial to have in here. We were doing an episode of Hamilton. I don't know if you guys have seen the episode Green Eggs and Hamilton on Spotify only. We just got into this random tangent about cults. And we both watched this documentary about cults. And it's just, just so you know, I edited down this tangent because it was a full like 30 minutes of us talking about this cult and also Marion Millions. So it took a turn for the worse, but I kept the non-triggering funny parts. But I guess this is a trigger warning because we are going to talk about cults. But it's really funny. Just shut the fuck up and listen. On the airplane when I went to New York, I got to have a very limited supply of fucking movies to watch.
I bet.
And I watched this cult movie, bitch. Did I tell you about it?
A cult?
Oh my God, yes, dude.
About what?
A cult about sex slaves. Where it was like one of those, like, you know how we were talking about the scam lady that met you?
The pyramid scam?
The pyramid scammer.
Which, dude, I canceled on her. Did I tell you that?
You did. Because okay. I think our friends made you feel bad.
No, our friends brought things to perspective. And we're like... You know y'all never see her again. Yeah. Anyways.
And it was, like, very much like, oh, like, we provide, like, you know, kind of like Scientology, but more, like, about, like, how you're in control of your life, whatever.
What was it called?
Oh, my God.
Based on true events?
Yeah, like, based on, like, this actress, like, lady.
Nexium.
Yes!
Because she was on Smallville.
Yes!
Dude, I was just talking to Jacqueline about this yesterday. God. I was like, dude.
Why are we best friends?
Dude. Bitch. Yes. No, I was just talking. Okay. Me and Jacqueline yesterday got off on a tangent about pyramid scheme because Noria almost got pyramid scheme again.
She
like,
did?
Not again, but dude, someone sent her a message during her birthday. It was Noria's birthday. Like, quick story for you guys. Do not get pyramid scheme. It was like Noria's birthday like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Someone messaged her on Facebook and was like, hey, happy birthday. And I want to honor you by submitting you into a Mary Kay.
Honor?
It's my goal to get, you know, 5 tickets, and you can be in the drawing for a fabulous Louis V bag of $1,600. Shouldn't it take long? Do you have 15 minutes today or tomorrow? And Nora's like, on the day of my birthday? And I was like, Mm-mm. And I was just telling Jacqueline about that.
That woman does not want the best for you.
And she was saying that, like, in her college, like, there was this girl that had a mentor. She's like, I actually think it was a cult. And I was like, dude, how do human beings get so, wrapped up into cults. And then I was like, listen, there's this real life thing that happened with a Smallville actress. Mm-hmm. Her name was Allison, da 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 da. And I was like, and she was doing the grunt of the work for this guy. Like recruiting women, like sex slaves. And I was like, and it was on the news because it was a really big deal because Smallville was a show that was on TV for 10 years. Yeah. And she was like a semi like relevant, prominent character.
Yeah. Because everyone was like, she was so nice. She was so engaging.
Exactly. And, like, super nice girl.
Mm-hmm. And apparently it was just all an act. Because like the girl who was like part of the cult was like talking about how she like literally, dude, let me tell you, this is the most triggering. I might cut this out because it's so triggering. This is where I stopped. And keep in mind, I'm watching this on my phone. The girl next to me is watching it because I'm watching it with captions. So she's just like turned her head. Uh-huh. And then, you know, on the airplane, they're like, put your trays up and all that stuff. So I was like holding it like this, knowing she was watching. So I was like, okay, let's see what's going on. Because this is crazy. This is crazy.
Here, we're in this together.
So they had to take a picture, the Allison girl. Allison?
Yes.
She had to take a picture of the group of girls that she was with naked and send it to the guy, the head of the guy. And then he replied with all for me ? With a devil like emoji. And then like the girls read it and were like, what the fuck? Like, why would he say that? If like, it's like a, cause they try to make it out. Like, it's not like a, it's nothing.
It's kind of, not like that.
Yeah.
They
it's,
do.
It's
yeah,
something
yeah.
different. And then I guess she blew up. Said, all right, because you guys are acting like this, now I'm going to take full frontal of your fucking pussies, and made all of the girls open their legs and take a picture to send it to him. And then that's where the connection cut off on my phone.
Just because they asked that?
Crazy. Cut. Then they branded her.
They branded all of them, dude. Oh my God.
Crazy.
I do know that that whole story was fucked up. And I think just maybe last year during the pandemic, like full conviction was happening in trial and everything.
Is it? Okay. Because he was in it. Like they were interviewing him at his house. So
no,
I was like,
no,
there's no way
sure.
this guy is still.
No, they're not out and everything. I think they've been like literally like went to New York, got both of them, were like, hey, like we are fully pressing charges. And I think it was all happening like during the pandemic.
And then.
Because that's how I like. Because Liza had told me about it. Because Liza was a big Smallville fan. And she was like, dude, wait, what?
So she knew the girl.
She knew the girl because I guess the girl also tried to recruit two of the main actresses there. And they had asked them about it. And both of them were like, they were like, one of them was really close to joining too. And the other one was just like, no, I like cut all communication with her after. Yeah. After
is she going to jail too?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure. As like witness and as like. Actually, like, an accomplice and actually has, like, everything.
Okay, good.
And I think she was, like, recruiting minors and, like, a lot of crazy shit.
No, and, like, the main girl who's, like, the narrator of the thing, she was, like, trying to, like, impress them. So whenever that Allison girl came to her, she was just like, well, this is my way of, like, getting up in the organization because I work so hard and whatever and whatever stuff. Yeah, I love watching cult stuff mostly because I'm, like, interested in, like, what... Why?
Yeah.
What's the what is the reason?
Housewife.
And yeah, I was like
gagged. No, that is very, very interesting. Gagged. Because you do have very like intelligent and you just really the psychological aspect of it is like where was the disconnect? Like what did it for you? Was it the personality? Was it the childhood?
They sleep deprived them and like food deprived them.
Yes.
So like it's easier to manipulate people when they're in that state. And then they cut her off from her mom.
Yep. That's exactly what they do. That's literally what abusers do. They literally isolate you.
And then tell me why me and Carly were watching. I was watching. She was just observing me watching. I think it's Millionaire Matchmaker. It's like. It's like a dating show about where younger people date millionaires. And then the guy was like very like 60 something. The girl was 21, literally a girl, like a child. And then was just like, hey, I want to move to Miami, but they live in Texas where her family lives. And he was just like, I want to move. Like, you should move with me. And she's like, no, my family's here. He's like, why are you so obsessed with your family? She's like, because they're my family. Wait, have you seen it?
Where were you watching this?
Hulu.
And the guy was ugly and had like
long hair.
Like...
And the girl was really pretty. Have you seen it too?
Okay, listen. Because we're going to cut this out.
This is so stupid.
What's her face was like watching that show.
Okay.
And
okay.
would try to make me watch it.
Okay.
And I could not because I was like, first of all, this is all fake. But I thought that was the weirdest thing. And she was so convinced it was love.
How much did you watch into it?
I watched like maybe like 2 or 3 episodes. Well, but I was so bothered by...
Carly was too.
Because I was like, yeah. No. And she was like, he's really mature and I'm really mature. And she's like, how'd you guys meet? He would come every single day to the Mexican restaurant that I worked and would sit at the same table and would ask for me. Wait, are you mature? Are you getting this? And I thought it was really cute. What? Yeah, and it was, and like it was all based on Texas. Like it follows like 4 or 5 couples, like one in Vegas, one. Mm-hmm. That one was weird. I didn't follow through with it, but okay, yeah. Ugly.
It was, well, because I also wanted to understand, like, where is the, like, are they going to admit that they're dating them for their money? Uh-huh. And then if it's love, can I see it? Like, let me see if I can see, like, that glimpse of, like,
yeah,
just a little sparkle. So I'm like, okay, they love each other, you mm-hmm. know, or whatever. And, like, yeah. And then the gag is that he ended up moving to Miami and then just telling her, like, that day that they're moving. Yeah. And she still went. Yeah.
It was so weird. It was crazy. So uncomfortable.
And then did you see the one with that, like, young boy and the cougar mom?
Yes.
They ended up breaking up.
I didn't know they broke up.
Oh, okay. They said
I knew that
the daughter was...
The last episode I remember watching was when she tells the daughter.
Like, that's why they break up. Because the daughter was...
Like, you can't do that?
Not... Well, it just made her uncomfortable because that's his, her friend.
Yeah, I bet.
And then the boy started crying and it's crazy. And apparently he's adopted. And his mom used to abuse him.
Oh, of course.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that
you
crazy?
You want to be loved by an older woman.
That's what I'm saying.
Freudian was not the wrong.
That's why I like watching it. That's why, because okay. I like when things like that like click and I'm like, okay, I
everything
understand.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Wow.
I don't know how.
Well, we got to, okay.
Okay, you know what? Hold on, pause.
Okay, we got into like cults.
That cult stuff is pretty fucking crazy. You guys should look up the documentary. It's called Seduced Inside the NXIVM Cult. It's only like, I think like 4 or 5 episodes. It's crazy. Like it's a lot more detailed than what we said and a lot more triggering than what we said. It's cults are just fucking wild. Guys, don't fall for cults, please. They're not fun. They make you shave your head and brand you. That's not cute. And that's it. So thank you guys for listening to this bonus episode. Thank you for those of you who have stuck around through our ups and downs. We've been changing so much since our first episode on July 13th of 2020. So we're going to be in season 3. I feel like we've changed our format a lot. We've been doing experimenting, and thank you for everyone who's been putting up with it because I know it's been hard because the bitch, we just keep changing, but that's our motto is that we change. We're just a big variety show that covers multiple topics. So thank you guys, and we'll see you guys next week for some thoughtful shit. So be ready. Au revoir.